Welcome back to Let's Talk Assassin's Creed, your number one podcast for all things Assassin's Creed. Hello, and I am back after a week away. But you miss me because I miss myself if I was away that long. The reason I disappeared for a week without any notice is I've been getting a lot of negative feedback. Now, normally negative feedback doesn't bother me because the negative feedback can help me improve the overall experience. But this feedback was kind of heavy hitting from the community that I love. But I'm going to rise above it. I'm going to take every criticism I can as a way to improve. And if people still aren't happy, then I apologize, but I can't please everyone. Enough of housekeeping. Let's jump in, and before we begin, let's begin with a question. What if I told you that the Templars weren't actually the main bad guys of the series? I know we all know it's Assassins vs. Templars, blah, 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 but what if it isn't? Now, this is where we're actually going to discuss today, where there's a hidden enemy in the series that's in plain sight, like the Assassins, and they're influencing the series in a big way. But I don't think the developers have done it on purpose. I think it's just some slight hints here and there. Or maybe it's an overall plot we're missing. So let's jump in straight away and let's see what we got. So I asked some fans this question, and the fans said to me, well, majority of the main enemy of the series is the Templars. You know, they kill people. They're a big clunk omelets with Abstergo. They made the Animus to find pieces of Eden, you know. Some say the Assassins, because if the Assassins didn't intervene, maybe the Templars wouldn't have gone on the big rampage. So, you know, it's a mix. But, sorry, a quick drink. Dramatic pause. One thing most communities have never mentioned is the Isu. And I know when I mentioned Isu in the Assassin's Creed Universe community, a lot of fans go, don't mention them. It's as if you're mentioning Satan in a church. Don't do it. Because people realise Assassin's Creed is an historical game with Assassins vs. Templars, and the Isu are too mythological and should be ignored. When in fact, there is enough evidence piling up that maybe the cause of the actions is due to the Isu, all the way from the very birth of the Templars till now. So the reason I'm saying this is, we know that the main faction is the Pieces of Eden. The Templars want them, the Assassins want them, and the Pieces of Eden are created by, the Isu. But the Isu are dormant, so how can they play it? But then, hang on a minute, the Isu aren't dormant. Pythagoras, in Odyssey, he is Cassandra's father, he's an Isu elder, he's alive. Juno, Minerva, they appeared through the Veil, I think it's called, to talk to Desmond, very much alive and kicking. The Sage tries to get Juno back in Black Flag, but it fails. Minerva tries to come back, and that got ended in a comic. Sadly, I can't tell you how that ended, because I haven't read the comic. But, and then Atlantis, with the staff of Hermes, Isu were back then. They were interacting in modern day with Layla and Cassandra. So really, the Isu are alive and kicking, and maybe they're pulling the strings in a war. And a war that we're not even bothered about because we don't know it's happening. And the reason I'm saying this is because of one quote. One quote from Odyssey that stuck out the most to me. And that is from Aspia. And now, we know the Cult of Cosmos is a pseudo-Templar order. I'm not saying they are the Templars, but it's their ideologies that come together to form the natural Templar order we see from Altair's Assassin's Creed, you know, where they're more unified through the Crusade. I think the Knights Templar was a faction in the Crusade, and maybe the Temple Order then put their ideology into that Crusade, and it went on and on and on, and grew into a staple of the Templars. So let's go back to Aspia's quote. And Aspia says, it was different in the beginning. It wasn't a destruction. It was about redirection. And to anyone listening, you know, well, what does it mean? It means nothing. But what if it meant something deeper than I realised? So let's ignore everything that's happened in Assassin's Creed. And let's think, for example, the Templar Order was about redirection, not destruction. And instead of causing so much chaos, you know, the civil wars, the whispering in people's ears to cause mayhem, even killing Bayek's son in Origins and manipulating the pharaohs, instead, it would have been a more redirection. Now, I could be wrong because we don't know the direction, but in my eyes, their direction would have been more of a hint, hint, nudge, nudge, you know. If a president of the United States wanted to set up a nuclear warhead to, I don't know, Antarctica, because it was a secret base in Antarctica, and the Templar's like, I wouldn't do it. They wouldn't full on stage a mini coup to take down the president to stop it. It'd be more of a, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, come on, guys, don't do that. They wouldn't have needed to build the Animus to find pieces of Eden because they weren't looking for them. So what changed? Why is it about destruction? And if you think about Odyssey, sorry, my brain's fried, you can see that the biggest thing that's there is the Pyramid of Eden, which Alexios gets his hands on, and that's to see people's memories. And to me, that must have given the cult of Cosmos a bit of taste for power. You know, this is a cool artifact, and we actually don't know what else they found in Odyssey. And the reason I'm suggesting that is in Origins, when you look at the next cult, which is the same as the Cult of the Cosmos, which I think I'm getting the names mixed up, so please correct me if I've got the cult crossed. I haven't played both in a couple of months, so my wires are crossed. But they know more about the Isu. They're looking for a vault. They're looking for something. You even find all these clues of the Isu in Origins. And the cult know they're there, and the cult are looking for them. So that again gets me thinking, something in Odyssey spurred them on to go on this hunt for Templar artifacts. Not Templar, Pieces of Eden artifacts. It's a long night already. So then, this is where pieces start falling into place. These pieces of Eden are now in the world, relics of an ancient past. The pseudo-temple order understands their power, their destruction, the rage they can do with it. They don't need to redirect anymore. If they want to change the fates of man, they could do it with power. They didn't have to nudge, nudge, wink, wink. They could forcefully change it because of these artifacts. And to me, that's already sounding like the Isu are the bad guys. They're the one that put the corruption in the Templars. They're the one that twisted their need for power for the artifacts. And normally I would just be like, yeah, but it's still the Templars' fault. They shouldn't have done what they've done. These are relics of ancient times. Nobody cares. But then the Sage is alive and kicking. It's always reincarnated. Juno's come back. Minerva came back. The Atlantis had a guardian. Cassandra was guarding it with Staff of Hermes. How many more Isu are out there that we don't know about? And for all we know is, what if this is a coup? A coup where the Isu realize mankind is a destructive force and they need monitoring, constant monitoring. And after the 10-year war, they know the mistakes they made. So instead of fighting the war with the humans, why don't they let the humans fight the war themselves? The Isu sit back, watch mankind turn on itself as it's doing. Let's say the Templars find an ultimate weapon and they destroy the world. However, the Isu have managed to survive over the years with their conscience, I'm sure they'll be able to find a way to come back. They don't need to eradicate the planet anymore. They don't need to worry about humans. They know humans was a mistake as a slave race, and they faced the 10-year civil war between them. What's better to get your world back than to let them die? Now, I do know it would have been easier for them to let the Great Catastrophe wipe them out, but they stopped them. Because I do believe there is a group out there, the ones that helped Desmond stop the Great, try to convince him to stop the Great Catastrophe, that don't want a war. And I think behind the scenes, we're all worried about Templars versus Assassins, history travel, and everything. It's all brilliant. But what if behind the scenes, there's a group of Isu that are unpurposely leaving these artifacts to find? It's always convenient how easy they seem to know where they are, like Apple of Eden and all that. They all seem to know about them really well. And what if they're manipulating them because they think to themselves, if we can kill off all the humans, let them do what they started, we can take back our home world. We can run it better than them. We did it before. We were dominant. We were smarter than humans. Our mistake was creating humans as a slave, and it led to war. And what if this time to succeed, we let the humans war among themselves, destroy themselves completely, and we can take our throne on this planet, and that will be their ultimate goal. And I could be wrong. This could be me on a mad mission. But the more I look for it, if we took out the pieces of Eden completely, the Templars wouldn't have needed to go after them, and they wouldn't have spent so much time, energy, and resources on ransacking, torturing, destroying cities to find them, to learn about them, to try and create something new and powerful. It's these pieces of Eden that corrupted, and it was the reason the Assassins were formed, to fight the corruption in the Templars. And I'm starting to think, maybe, just maybe, and I need to play Origins a bit more, what if this is all a huge plot, that Bayek was there that day to lose his son because an Isu made it so? You can think I'm crazy here. But what if one faction of Isu knows what the other side is planning? So they created the Assassins to destroy the Templars, who destroy the world. And this is now just a massive chess game between Assassins and Templars, overruled by Isu. And the Isu are just sitting back watching us as pawns in this big game. And the reason I'm saying that is Cassandra does mention that neither side can win. She's never sided with Assassins or Templars because she knows both are a necessary evil and one cannot live without the other. And like I said, this could be me spouting nonsense, but I generally will believe that maybe, just maybe, we're looking at this at a fraction of the surface. That maybe deep down, it's not the Templars that are at fault, but it's Isu playing a game of war, where on one side they've got the Protectors, the Assassins, versus the Destroyers, the Templars, and they're just being manipulated through time and history. For what goal? I probably think so they can wipe out humans so they can take their ultimate goal and sit on the throne. Because I believe there's some Isu that's probably survived that is disgusted that they had to breed with humans to survive, and they probably want that eradicated. And that's where I'm going to leave it tonight for you guys to decide. There's no right or wrong answer. You decide. Send me emails. Send me on my social media what you think. Because ultimately, I would love to hear what you guys think. Is this just a big game with Templars? Or is it something as simpler as, I don't know, I'm crazy and I'm looking at details that aren't there. Whatever it is, I'd love to hear it. So thank you again for listening, and I shall all see you next week with a more intriguing look at the games. What it will be is a surprise. So thank you all, and I